I don't know. All these podcasts, they seem a little cheap. I don't know.
No, no, no. These are good podcasts. I'm telling you. Look, this one's our floor model. It's a couple of moms talking about taking their kids to soccer.
Kevin, what's that one up there?
Oh, that one is the Pride and Joy top seller number one podcast. It's called Brackets.
Whoa, I'll take it. Hey, welcome back to the show. I am your co-host, Matt.
And I'm Kevin.
Hey, this is Brackets. Let's get started.
Hey, Matt. This week on the show, we have a motivational topic. This time,
yeah, right.
We're talking about confidence. No, no, seriously.
Oh,
it's a motivational
topic.
Man,
why wasn't I told about this?
Because I was told in confidence. All right.
Oh, that got me pretty good.
It was a funny joke, that's why. Hey, you want to jump into the update?
That was so good because you're so confident.
Oh, nice. Okay, we're just going to keep going with the puns here.
All right, let's jump into the
update.
All
right.
You better play that music, man.
All right, cool. We're back.
Cool.
And we have updates to give you. Actually, I kind of gave an update on Tuesday, and we spent like most of the episode talking about it.
Yeah, right.
Did you do anything crazy cool over the weekend or anything, Matt?
Over the weekend, I had a pretty boring weekend,
yeah.
Really. I mean, I just kind of, what did I do, man? I went visited the parents and everything.
Yeah, that's always
like
good.
that was fun, you know. We played a board game called Pandemic.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard about
Pandemic.
It, Kevin.
Whatever. I got you into board games with Pandemic.
that was I think that was like the first game that we played. I don't know. Might have been that or like Exploding Kittens or something.
Right. I mean, but we played like Taboo and stuff in like high school, but like
when we really
got into board games.
Right. I like the niche of board games is a little different than Monopoly and Sorry.
Right. Oh yeah, Hasbro games don't count for me, even though I have them.
Right. Yeah, that is very true though. I mean, there's some really really good board games out there. But yeah, we played Pandemic. If you don't know about Pandemic, it's where you're trying to work together to cure diseases that are spreading throughout the world while trying to treat those diseases in different cities.
Oh, constantly. It's like putting out fires.
And it's just, it's like you're just keeping your head above water the entire game, except for like maybe the very, very beginning. But
right.
No, that was a lot of fun when we played that. I guess it was just me, Mike, and my sister.
Okay.
But that was still a lot of fun.
Absolutely fun. I've never had, you know, the only time I've ever had a bad time playing Pandemic is when I lose and it ends and like everybody like, you should have done this. But then in the end, it's a game.
Yeah.
And cooperative games are the worst because if somebody throws it, it's like, you kind of feel like it's their fault, but like, you know, it's just a game.
But you can't,
literally killed the world, Susan.
Nice. How many epidemics do you play with usually?
Oh my god, I haven't played in so long.
No, it's fine. It's
we
fine.
Got to the point where we played like with all of them, I believe.
Whoa, yeah, with playing with all of them is pretty hard.
It's hard, but if you know your characters through and through, and with a little bit of luck.
Yes, yeah, you do need a little bit of luck with that game in general,
right?
But
generally,
actually,
it's gonna hit the fan quite often.
Yeah, right.
Your plans, like, all right, three plans from now, I'm gonna be able to do this and this and this and this, and four plans from now, I'm gonna do
and
this,
then,
and then
yeah, every turn, a city's getting infected, so it's just
everything changes.
It's always
every
stressful
single turn.
Yeah. But it's funny, speaking of sicknesses, a sickness has kind of been spreading around. Where I'm, you know, where
irony.
I live I thought that was kind of funny. And
you know, you told me that the other day, and then I was at work, and somebody brought up, there's this like flu going around, and I was like, no way.
Yeah.
It's funny how it's that impactful that, like, on both sides of the same state.
Yeah, all the way across the state. That's crazy. The where I usually go to edit wedding videos, they are, like, deathly ill from the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Or at least they were. And then they went to the doctor, and the doctor said it was, like, super contagious, whatever, like, the flu that's been going around.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to go over there.
Are you wearing a mask? Because like I don't want, if you got it, I don't want to be getting it.
Yes, I wear a mask 24/7, even regardless if I'm sick.
Are you
sick
Japanese? What type of mask are you wearing? No. Like your Halloween mask?
A Bane mask.
A Bane mask.
Like a cosplay Bane mask.
Well, that's fun.
I just started a podcast editing service that you can find online at ieditpodcasts.com.
So exciting.
That's pretty exciting. I just got off the phone with someone that needed some help, and it's been fun.
Excellent.
It's been very exciting.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll just keep rolling in.
Oh, I know they will, baby.
Cool.
So that's been pretty cool. Reddit has been a big help with that, with people getting in touch with people.
Awesome.
I never used to use Reddit, and I kind of just started, and I didn't realize what I was missing out on. Like, Reddit is awesome. Right. Do you use Reddit at all?
I can't read, Matt.
Well, no, a lot of it is not reading. I mean, you can follow, like, funny subreddits or, like, gaming subreddits, and, like, people just put up fan art or, like, they'll paint a controller or, you know, pictures and stuff. It's a lot like, you know, 9gag or iFunny in that sense. And then it's just a lot of cool conversations for a lot of, like, very niche things where, like, because there's so many different subreddits that, like, I follow a podcast subreddit, and it's just people recommending podcasts all the time, and, like, you can throw your podcast in there, and, like, it's cool. It's cool. It's a cool place to have really specific conversations about things.
The Reddit forums. You know what's funny is when they made those, I doubt they believed that it would get as big as it is.
Right.
Because it is so huge. I don't think know anybody who doesn't know what Reddit is. Like, old grandmas know what Reddit is, and they have never even heard it or seen of it.
Right.
Oh, man, I'm getting so excited for Endgame.
Oh, the new Avengers?
Yeah.
Ooh, baby.
On the day that this episode comes out, Shazam would have came out yesterday.
Okay.
So I'm going to see that this weekend. Excited.
That should be okay. That should be pretty good.
I've heard a lot of good reviews for it, so that's exciting. But Endgame, oh, man. I can't rewatch those trailers enough. I'm trying to dissect, like, because they've even, the Russo brothers have, like, said that the trailers are edited so that they're not even being truthful with them. So it's like, how much is edited? Or, like, it just makes your brain really wander. Like, what if all the trailers were just completely fake and none of what has been shown is actually in Endgame? How crazy would that be?
That would be sweet.
Is this it?
Like, is this the last Avengers movie?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be the last Avengers movie because they have a ton of, like, Marvel movies still set up.
Okay.
I think if they do Avengers, they'll do, like, the new Avengers, or they'll do some sort of sub-Avengers thing, like an evolved Avengers. It's not the original five, but it's still...
Right.
The Avengers,
that makes sense.
Right. They come and go, because at one point Wolverine was in the Avengers, so...
I mean, oh, really?
Oh, my God. There's so many different people who have been in and out of the Avengers. It's crazy.
Do you read the comics at all?
Every once in a while I will, yeah. Not the actual Avengers comics. I need to read some Avengers comics, though.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
They're probably pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, I've read Doctor Strange, Iron Man. What else have I read? I've read a ton of comics. I've read quite a bit of Doctor Strange. I read, I actually did read the Infinity Gauntlet storyline. I read Watchmen. That's not Marvel, but, like.
Oh, yeah, but that's cool. Watchmen. I like that movie, Watchmen.
Yeah. The comic is, oh my gosh, dude. If you watch, if you were to ever read the Watchmen comic, I suggest watching the movie and then reading it, or vice versa, reading it and then immediately watching the movie, because they're almost frame for frame. They did such a phenomenal job with that movie. It's crazy.
No way. Wow. It's
absolutely crazy.
Yeah, those are interesting characters in that movie.
Yeah, it's funny because a lot of them are really plays on other characters that have been made. But
right, yeah, for sure.
What superhero comic book franchise hasn't done that, you know?
It isn't, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I sold my first ever thing on eBay.
Whoa!
I know, yeah. I bought a Rock Band kick pad for the drums.
Oh, okay.
Sold it on eBay and made a okay profit.
Cool, man. That's awesome.
It was pretty exciting to like see the money get put into my PayPal. I was like, what?
Yeah, right.
Like, oh my gosh, this is real.
The work paid off.
Right. I need to do it with more things because it feels really good. I spent the weekend in Cincinnati, as you should know. It's kind of like a vacation that I worked on.
Oh, that's yeah. That's
what it felt like, yeah.
Oh, I believe that. It was. Man. I'm sure it's just like nonstop looking at houses and stuff. Did you Did you get a hotel for the weekend?
We did. Yeah, we actually went through some service that's not Airbnb, but some other service that we planned on staying at this guy's extra bedroom, and it was really cheap. And the closer it got time to like confirm that we were doing it, the more like sketched out we felt about it. So like I felt really bad about this, but I felt better like mentally because we backed out like 2 hours before the deadline, and there's a deadline for a reason. And when we backed out, like weight lifted off my shoulder, like, woo, I don't have to worry about getting murdered tonight. That
oh my gosh.
That feels pretty good. And then we paid probably triple the stay at a hotel. Triple what we would have paid. But it was, in my head, worth it.
Yeah.
Because it was like...
Right. You're paying for the chance to not get murdered.
Yeah. It's worth it to not get murdered.
Yeah.
But who's to say? It could have been great. And like it, like on the app or whatever, it said that he provided a continental breakfast and like... you know, I would have loved to have like had conversation with some old man who just loves to like have people. Right. But like, I don't know. It's so
so sketchy.
Yeah,
yeah. Did I tell you that some friends of mine went down to Argentina for like a convention, and while they were there in the hotel, they heard somebody like banging on the door at like 3 a.m. and it was somebody literally trying to get in to kidnap them.
What?
Yeah. And like the only thing that stopped them was the chain was on the door.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is so like scary.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like insanely scary.
What a horrible, and like they horrible thing to happen to you.
And they were like freaking out and trying to like slam the door, and they're like too afraid to even call the police because like down there you just never know. That freaked me out.
No, man, don't go to Argentina. Got it.
Yeah, holy crap.
On it. Won't do that.
Still won't do that.
I don't know, I guess that was their experience, but like that's crazy.
Oh my gosh,
if somebody were to kidnap me, what would they do with me?
I guess something that's popular there is putting people into like labor camps, men into labor camps and women into like human trafficking.
Wow. Oh. That's the popular thing. Why do you follow a subreddit for that?
Yeah, yeah. I follow the human trafficking subreddit.
Oh man, Lord. We probably should not joke about that.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
Boy. Oh man.
But yeah, I couldn't remember if I told you about it or if I even said it on the podcast or not.
No, I don't remember ever hearing that. And if I did, I have a horrible memory. Because I don't remember it at all. And I feel like that would have stood out to me.
Right, right.
And
yeah, I don't think I did.
It is quite possible that you were talking and I was just in La La Land daydreaming.
Right, right. That happens a lot.
Oh my gosh, does that happen a lot? Speaking of which, I've been applying to a ton of different jobs in Cincinnati. I've been like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
really all over the place. I've gotten one person to reach out to me. So far, it's only been like two or three days.
Okay,
but
yeah.
I've gotten one person to reach out to me, and it was somebody in Michigan. I was like, oh, sorry. I have to decline. I'm not living in Michigan anymore.
Yeah. Was it at least like southern Michigan?
It was actually on the east side.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Whoops. Wrong company there.
Right. That's okay. Well, it was actually a really cool position. I was actually really interested, but I was like, oh crap, this is not where I'm going at all.
Yeah,
that'd be
right.
Such a long drive for work.
What was it? What was the position?
It was a marketing job, but
oh,
I
cool.
mean, it was like a technological marketing job, so it was like
right,
really interesting.
Right.
But yeah, it wouldn't have worked out.
Yeah.
It was in Saginaw.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, that would be a pretty far drive.
Yeah.
All right, dude. You gonna take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break and come back and talk, do some motivation.
Woo woo. Yeah. All right, dude.
And we're back from the break. Hey, welcome back, guys. We're gonna start off our motivational topic. Yes.
That's right, baby.
Starting right from the break, just like we always do. If you are a active brackets listener, which there are at least 30 of you,
30,000, you mean?
One day, man. One day.
My mom counts as 29,990.
So we have two listeners, is what you're saying. That's okay. I like doing this for me.
Yes. Woohoo.
Speaking of which, confidence. Yeah.
Yes. You got to stay confident even when nobody's listening to your podcast. but yeah, that's what we're talking about, is staying confident in your life, baby.
Yes. Well, we have like a list of things, but we're really not going to do a list. We do a lot of lists.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just going to kind of talk about staying confident and how we just stay so confident in our life. Oh, so incredible.
I'll tell you what helps me be confident. Working yes. out. I have such a positive body
oh, man,
image
I totally
now.
Believe that.
You know, back when I weighed 60 pounds more, I I hated dressing up. Now when I dress up, oh boy, I walk around, people are like, Kevin,
oh,
you
man,
look
that's
great.
Awesome.
Oh, it's so God. Awesome. Yeah.
I mean, that's like literally like scientifically proven to make you more confident.
Oh, yeah.
Like
oh,
it releases
yeah,
endorphins.
Just by working out, you get like endorphins. I'm not a doctor by any means. You get like endorphins
what,
and
not?
Stuff. That like releases to your brain that makes you more positive, happy, and confident.
Yeah, absolutely. You're a doctor by association.
Yeah. Oh yeah. People tell me all the time that I am a doctor because of it. But you know, I don't know nearly as much as Tina does.
Yeah, I could see I could see why. You know, she went to 8 years of medical school.
Yeah, she kind of worked a lot harder than me, but I'm still a doctor, so it doesn't matter.
So, yeah, one good way to stay confident in your life is to push through your self-limiting beliefs. And by that, I mean, like, if after doing something, like any sort of activity, you can look at it as in a positive light or in a negative light. And, like, I know I've been guilty of doing this in my life for sure. I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's easy to do, you know. It's,
right,
it's,
and everybody does it.
Yeah, and it's something that you could just not even realize that you're doing, you know? It's just something that when you're done with it, you could look at it like, oh, I did this wrong, or you could look at it like, this is how to do it better next time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like,
yeah.
and that's
oh, yeah.
in a scenario where maybe you screwed up something or, you know, like, that's if you did
right.
it positively.
Especially if it's going to happen again in the future. Now, if it's like a first date with someone, you're not necessarily going to have that chance again.
Well, you're going to have first dates with other people, and you could look at it, you know, oh, next time I have a first date, then
but
I could do it.
But what if that person was the one, man?
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry.
You ruined your life.
You threw your life away. Oh boy.
See, plenty of fish in the sea, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, like, just kind of look at things positively versus negatively. That'll
Oh yes.
Honestly, that will help you with your confidence in general. I mean, it has with me for sure. Like,
and it's so easy to go down that path where you just start to think negatively, and it's a downward spiral, that's for sure.
Yeah, and like, you kind of naturally have a negative bias against yourself. Like, I feel like, at least for me, I know maybe other people are different, but like, you kind of naturally are against yourself a little bit. I don't know why that is, but...
Because you're always pushing yourself to do better. At least I am.
Yeah, yeah. And you, yes, exactly. And you could do that positively or you could do that negatively.
Because I'm always thinking, like, how can I do this better? How can I do this better? How can I get better at this?
Right. I think just kind of the general idea of positive versus negative is a powerful thing.
Yeah, just being positive in general in your life is helpful in so many ways.
Right. Another way is like to raise your curiosity levels. And I thought this one was kind of interesting. Like, you know, just go through life questioning things raising questions to yourself of like why you did these things, why this happened, and like that could just get you thinking about a lot of different things, and that could, yeah, I don't know, there's a lot of different ways that could raise your confidence level in
general. You should dissect how you feel about things. Figure out why you feel the way you do.
You were talking about this I don't know, last episode or a couple episodes ago. And yeah, that's a great way to raise your confidence level.
Well, if your curiosity is saying, well, why do I do it this way? Dissect why you do it that way. And in the future, if there's a way, if part of your technique is holding you back, you can either improve on that or just cut it out of your technique.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So if you want to do something faster, figure out what each step of what you do is and cut out the thing that's holding you back or improve it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good sentiment.
Definitely. A lot of times people fear that they're going to fail. And
yeah, that's a big thing. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, a big part of confidence is facing your fears. Whether it be like something as strange as arachnophobia. I guess that's not strange, it's pretty common actually. Right. People are just so scared of spiders.
Which I don't know, I can see why. I mean,
or saying something to someone that you need to say to them, like being able to confidently say like, hey, will you go on a date with me? Hey,
yes.
Can I get that raise? Hey,
any sort of confrontation.
Start every confident thing with, hey, no.
Hey,
this is a podcast. Please listen.
Whoa, you sound so confident.
Please.
But yes, like, you just got to face your fears, and it can be very, very difficult to do. But yeah, like I said, social confrontation is a big one for people. For me too. I mean, for everybody. Like, it can be scary to confront someone. Like, recently I quit my job, and it was, I don't know, I didn't, like, it was, I don't want to say scary, but I didn't want to go in there and tell him that I was done. Like, I quit my job. You know,
right?
But there's a good, it's nerve wracking. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah, and there's a good way to do that and a bad way to do that. Obviously, you know, but
there's a good way to go about it, and there's a polite way, and there's
right, and like, I don't know, a good way, like something that I actually did in this situation was, like, you can change your body language in general. Like, stand up straight and push your shoulders back and your chest forward. And, like, helped me a lot. Like, this one resonates with me a lot because, like, going into any sort of situation, just changing your body language. Smile a little bit more. Just kind of relax. I know that can be – that's a kind of an – not an oxymoron, but – It can be difficult to just relax in a situation like that, but
correct your scoliosis.
Correct your scoliosis. Yeah, I have minor scoliosis. If that joke didn't make sense, but yeah, just kind of change your body language in general. That, and I don't know, man. Like pushing your hips forward a little bit, kind of pushing your chest out.
Do the hip dip. Do the hip dip.
Yes.
Don't do the hip dip. That is very. I mean, I guess if you're doing the hip dip at somebody, it's pretty confident. What the hip dip is, I have no idea.
I was gonna say I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah,
I don't know, but it sounds confident.
Right. Another good way is like to keep eye contact. In this one, it's very specific.
Right. Well, when you're having conversation with someone, especially if they're like a superior or something like that, it's very important to keep eye contact. And
oh yeah, absolutely.
You don't want to be weird and just continuously stare in someone's eye. Even though at the same time that you're staring at that person's eyes, they're staring at your eyes, trying to think about how to stay in eye contact with you. Something I do is actually stare at people's mouths. I don't know why, but I've done it since I was a young child. And people can't tell the difference between staring at the mouth and staring at the eyes. You could also stare in between the eyes, or you can... every once in a while, look away, but try not to look down because that shows that you're unconfident.
Right. Yeah, I know when you're in your least confident state, you tend to kind of look away and look down. And then when you're in your most confident state, you tend to make more eye contact. And where those things, like how you can force those things is a little bit difficult, but it really does help keeping eye contact with the people you're having a conversation with. It's surprising how much it does help. I wish I had better advice on how to do it, but I mean, you gave some pretty good advice.
Yeah, glad I could help. Confidence, I'll tell you what, with like your body language and stuff too, you don't want to be like twiddling your thumbs or like scratching your head or doing something that really persuades that you have low confidence. An easy way to fix this is to take your dominant wrist or dominant hand and grab your non-dominant wrist. And this is like a weird like posture thing, but it actually works pretty well. I've done it several times while talking to like a superior or something. If you don't, sometimes it can be awkward not knowing what to do with your hands. So it's really easy to just grab your wrist, and it shows that you're confidently like.
Yeah. I do that with my hands behind my back. I don't know why I do that. See, but
that actually shows not being confident.
That shows not being confident, really?
Not being confident because your hands are behind you, like you're in like a submissive posture when you
I was thinking like kind of the opposite, where you were kind of more open, like you were kind of opening yourself up,
like you're a kung fu master and if anybody comes at you, you're ready for
them. Exactly. But I am a kung master, so I see
the confidence there. Like even if they don't know you, they know that you're a kung fu master.
Yes, exactly. Another good way is to like literally just act confident. And, like, this is where the whole fake it till you make it thing. But, I mean, you know, I'll tell you what, it works. It really does.
Since I was probably in elementary school, I've never had, like, dancing lessons or anything like that. But people have always complimented my ability to dance. And it's not because I'm good at dancing, because I guess I just am kind of good at dancing naturally. But it's because I confidently dance. Like, I don't think about anything in the world except for how much I'm enjoying the music or whatever it is.
Yeah, right. You just kind of tune everybody out and don't really care what everybody's thinking.
That's for sure.
Yeah. That's.
It's one of the only times in my life that I do that.
Nice. But yeah, this is like that. I don't know. I guess there's not really much to say to elaborate on this, but...
Oh, there's so many things to say. We just don't know what to say.
Right. But yeah, just kind of in your head, just pretend like you are confident and then just like go about your day and with that confidence.
Over time, you will be confident.
And exactly. And it kind of, you just, one day you just wake up and not even real, like you still act like think that you're pretending, but oh wow, you are actually confident. You know, it's right. just something that you don't realize.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a like something that a valiant knight would do.
There you go. Yeah,
the confidence goes a long way, and it's really like pushing yourself past your fears and being just courageous. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
like your courage.
Right,
courage in general gives you confidence. And when you're confident, you're more likely to do courageous things. And when you're courageous, you'll do things out of your comfort zone. And when you're doing things out of your comfort zone, you get better at them, making you more confident in smaller things. And over time, you're going to be so confident, you could be the CEO of a business.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm scared to go for that promotion. And then you go for the promotion, even though you don't think you're qualified, and you get the job. Now you're looking at your previous job like, oh my gosh, that was such a like a low level job right. that I had. I cannot believe that I even was afraid to be in this position that I am now, which I think all the time. Yeah. Like when I first applied for the position that I have, I was like very doubtful of myself. And now that I've been in it, I realize that I'm actually very good at what I do.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. All right, Kevin.
All right. I guess, well, I mean, I don't want to stop talking about that, but I guess we can.
we just have to.
All right. Let's move on.
All right. You want to do Kevin's app of the week? Or no, I'm sorry.
No, it's Kevin's weekly app. Yeah, we literally talked about this earlier.
I even thought about it before I said it. And I was like, yeah,
let's
this
do
is the right
Kevin's
one.
Weekly app.
Let's do it. Play that music.
Kevin's weekly app.
All right. Well, this weekly app is something that I used a lot this weekend and have been using for a while because mostly my fiance has been using it, but I've been using it to look at the places that she's recommended. But it's Realtor.com. It's an app for finding okay. houses. It's really, really helpful. They show all the listings in an area that you want to search. So you just look up a city like Cincinnati and you search the area and it just pops up with all the available houses. You can filter them by cost, style, size.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it just is super, super helpful. I mean, it's a lot like other realty apps, but this is just the one that has been the most convenient for us.
Yeah, okay.
It tells you the minor details of the house. Like, even if you don't filter them, you can, like, check out, like, all these little things. Like, it also tells you, like, the nearby schools, how much the previous owners have paid for property tax, which is, like, a big thing when you own a house because it's, like,
a
yearly cost. And, like, if it's similar to what it's going to be last year. So it's pretty, it shows you the, property value history, which is like previous, prices that it's been sold for or appraised for. You can contact a realtor right on the app and it's fun to go through and just kind of look at houses, like potential houses that you could buy or houses that are for sale. It's so crazy that, houses will pop up and then the next day it'll be pending. Like it'll be somebody's already buying
that.
And that's how the market is right now. And it's just really all over the place.
I believe that the housing market is pretty cutthroat. If there's a nice house that goes up for sale, you better be on it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I just wanted to call it out because it was really, really helpful. If you're looking to buy a house in at least the United States, I don't know how well it is, but in other states. Okay. But if the seller of the house has a good realtor, they'll put it on these websites so that other realtors can either direct you to them or you can find the houses easier.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Do you like just download and like delete a bunch of apps all the time? Like, are you constantly running through?
Constantly.
Okay. I was just kind of wondering about that. Like, Just because all of these, you know, weekly apps, and then like this one, I mean, obviously you're not going to use this forever, so
to... Well, you know, I might actually, because it is kind of fun to look at all these potential houses you could buy. Sometimes you'll find a house like that is way below its what price point it should be. Like,
you'll be looking at
$100,000 houses, and you find one that's like, how in the world is this one only worth $100,000?
Oh man, that's cool.
Yep, that is the gist of it.
Cool. All right, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. If you like the show, you can give us a subscription. If you love the show, you can give us a rate and review. You can check out our Facebook page if you just search for Brackets. If you have any questions or any segment ideas, you can email us at bracketspodcast@gmail.com. You can find the show on Twitter at Brackets Boys. That's BRACKETSBOIS.
And I'm on Twitter at KG Sauer and on Instagram at NinjaKeso56. You can follow me on SoulLearn. A link to my profile is in the show notes. And to those of you already subscribed to the show, thank you. That helps us get the show recognized, and it helps us grow and make more of this beautiful show. If you want to help the show grow even more, then you can donate something as little as $1 to really help the show grow tremendously. Check out anchor.fm/brackets. The link will be in the description. You can also check out our Patreon.
Woo, yes, definitely. Both will be in the description.
Yes, enjoy the rest of your week. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Yes, all right, dude. See ya.
Peace out.
Kevin, my
sucks.
Heart.
Matt sucks.
Hey, come on, crowd. What the hell? I'm at home.
Yeah, good job, crowd. Woo.
I got home field advantage.